And good afternoon. We're meeting on a Wednesday. It's a different time for us. It's usually on a Monday or a Friday. Welcome to the Football Full Disclosure. Talking to you is Mr. Dean Sanusi. I'm joined by Mr. Marty Bailey.
Hello.
Hi, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
We are on episode 16. We're doing okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good innings this year, isn't it?
You know, we're on week 29 to 31. You know, we've had holidays and everything, but let's talk football. We've missed talking football, haven't we?
We have, and we're heading into the final stretch now. This is the important time of the season.
It is indeed. Okay, so the last time, I'll give you a little anecdote. We sent our podcast to some friends of mine, and they're Arsenal supporters. And he said he listened to the first 5 seconds and turned it off. Why? Because we were laughing and saying, it's done. It's done. It obviously is done. But I think we were maybe, I don't want to say gloating, but we got ahead of ourselves, didn't we?
I think we were gloating a little bit.
You see, no, I didn't want to use the word gloating.
No, yeah, let's just say it as it is.
we were gloating.
Very, very confident. And, you know, football changes very, very quickly, doesn't it? It goes from everything's great. Yeah, fantastic. Only lost one game. Everything's going really, really well. Going to win the cup. You know,
we're going to win the quadruple. We're going to win the treble. Yeah, I know, yeah. But it
slowly filters down.
Gosh.
But at the end of the day, as long as we get home with the Premier League, no Liverpool supporter cares, do they? But very disappointed.
Let's give some context.
Results.
Yeah. So obviously, PSG dumped us out of the Champions League. We honestly, over the two, you know, the two legs, we didn't deserve to actually go through.
Yeah, they're the better team.
They absolutely deserved that, and that was it. Hurt. That was painful, especially it being on penalties. You know, it happened, and you move on. But then we had the League Cup to look forward to, and we thought, okay, this could be a cup. We could bring a cup home. Slot's first cup. But gosh, they never showed up for that final, did they?
They didn't. And again, the better team won.
I think Newcastle wanted it. You know, 70 years not winning a cup. Fair play to Newcastle. You know, they absolutely wanted it. They just, I think, you know, I watched the first 20 minutes of that and thought, we're going to lose this. These guys look pumped up. They look absolutely ready, and they were winning second balls, they were winning third balls, they were winning everything. And the attitude wasn't good enough. I know we got, you know, a consolation sort of goal from Chiesa, but it just wasn't enough.
Wasn't enough. Look, we looked tired, I think. And we were talking before about off the air about Slot and rotation and lack thereof, because he doesn't seem to have any confidence in the squad,
Confidence in, I think he trusts certain players a little too much, but there's certain players he doesn't trust. I don't think he trusts Darwin Nunez very much. I don't think he trusts, let's think, someone like Kostas Tsimikas very much. Obviously, even though Robertson, he's got some mistakes in him. He's had some mistakes in him these last few weeks. Who else? Kwanzaa. Doesn't trust Kwanzaa really that much, does he? I think he likes Bradley. I think Bradley's the more traditional type of player that he would use, but obviously injuries have been an issue. He trusts Mo Salah a little too much. I think Mo Salah needs a rest, because I think my biggest issue, you know, I love the guy, Mo Salah, is, you know, build a statue of him, but gosh, he goes missing in some games. And we depend on him so much that when he does go missing, it hurts us.
Absolutely. And he has gone missing recently, hasn't he? His form has taken a plummet.
Nosedive is what they say.
Nosedive. Yeah. And he's just not really been in games. And as you say, because we're so reliant on him, the whole team suffers. And this is why I'd said before, if he leaves, it might not be the worst thing for us, because then it's right, we need a team. I mean, we need a team. I mean, let's be honest. The rest of the team do contribute, but he just has been so good that it overshadows everything else. And he really has been contributing with a lot. We need to be better as a team. We need to be able to win games when he's not there.
We
need to be able to take him off. And
Absolutely. That's
it. I agree with you. Slot needs to be like, right, okay, look, you're gonna rest this. Yeah. Rest this one, or not be afraid to hook him out of a game if he's nowhere to be seen. Absolutely.
Marty, let's stop right there. Who's gonna win the league?
Well, we are.
Why are we talking as if this is the worst thing in the world? For me, unfortunately, I think the pundits do this. Michael Owen, I mentioned this before, we were talking off air. Carragher do this. It's almost as if, you know, being dumped out of the Champions League, losing the League Cup final, it feels as if we're having a poor season for some people, we're going to win the league. It's amazing. What, this is potentially two league titles in what, 30 years? We're going to win the league. I think that's the most important thing. I think we need to be, let's be realistic about this. It's who had slot down as potentially winning the Premier League in his first season? Nobody.
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 Nobody even knew who he was, really.
I didn't know who he was. No. I'm, you know, Wikipedia finding out who's this guy from Feyenoord, this bold fella from Feyenoord. Sorry for picking on bold people, but there we go. Like, I had no idea who he was, but we're going to win the league. And I think we need to be realistic about that. Yes, it looks like we're going to possibly maybe limp to the title.
Yes. I don't think it's going to be like a sprint over the line like we thought, and we're going to be way, way, way ahead.
No.
But that being said, look, we had a bad result, last result.
It was poor.
Second loss of the season. Yeah. First half, absolutely shocking.
Hold on, say that again.
Second loss.
Come on.
We've had a great season.
It's been a great season.
Look, it could have, of course, been better.
Better,
but
I know.
It's been a great season.
I know.
But of course, saying that we lost, okay, we did, but then Arsenal also dropped points.
Yeah.
You know, they have been dropping points as well, and they probably will drop more before the end of the season.
And it will
This week's rest, because we had a midweek game against Everton, that didn't help us, I don't think, against Fulham. And again, lack of rotation cost us. That first half, we were shocking. Second half, we were brilliant. Better. I don't say brilliant, maybe a bit of an overstatement.
Context, Fulham are one of the informed sides right now. So let's remember that it's not as if like we've lost to Ipswich.
And we're away as well.
Yeah, we're away. Fulham are one of the informed sides in the season. So I think, you know, the first half for me, one of the worst first halves I've seen, but there was a reaction to that. And I like that. Yes, we lost the game, but for me, I like the reaction. You know, arguably, maybe we could have, the game should have ended as a draw because, you know, the balance of play, but the first half wasn't obviously good enough. But again, we're going to win the title. And I think we need to, what this helps us with is we know where we need to make the changes. We know left back is an issue. We know the centre back might be potentially an issue. You know, we've seen, you know, in 30 games, this is what you get from Van Dijk, but he's aging. We know that, okay, we lose someone like Salah, or, you know, this is what life without Salah looks like with Salah in the side, because, you know, we need people who can create. This is what life will look like without Trent. So we know what we need to do for next season. I think it helps actually having these issues now right there in the opening, because I've got a theory. I think next season we win the title again. I'll go out and say that, because I think they will buy in the right places, and it's already a very, very strong side. So I'll go out on a limb, and I think that this could be Slot. I think he will have a good season next season. Another good season.
I think Slot tactically is brilliant. I like that he's not afraid to make changes in games. He will quite happily just like get rid of all your defenders and just go really attacking and throw caution to the win.
Back, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like that. I like that he's willing to do that to go, you know, to get the win. But ultimately, he needs a squad. He needs to make a squad that he's happy with, that he can rely on. Jamie Carragher says 6 more signings. That's what we need for next season.
Wow.
I think left back, right back, centre back for sure. Yeah. I think
winger, maybe
5 or 6 probably sounds about right. Actually, I think he's probably there.
I think a centre forward.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think so as well. You need a wide player, a creator, as you said. I think if we do that, then sure, we can definitely compete again. I'm not going to go out and say, I mean, this season was like completely out there and we're like, wow, this is crazy. And of course, we still have to see this through. It's not done yet.
It's not done yet.
We have a week rest. We've got to get a win against West Ham at home. It has to be done.
A minimum of 4 games to win.
4 wins, that's it.
4 wins, that's it.
And that's if Arsenal don't drop more points.
Which I think they will.
And I think they will as well. So do I think we can win 4 more games? Absolutely, I do. Yeah, in the rest of the season. And we may not even need to. That's the point. We may not even need to win those four. But nevertheless, we still need to do it. A week's rest. West Ham need to get the win.
Yeah.
And then we can look to next season. I think Slot already has an idea.
I think he has a clear picture of where he wants,
what kind of player he wants,
absolutely,
and where he wants them. And I would hope that at the very least, we are competing next season for the title.
I think so. Anyway, let's move on to Arsenal. Oh, Arsenal. You know, to be honest, I know we talked Premier League, but we have to mention the Champions League.
We do. Shocking result.
I
did not see that at all.
Listen, I didn't watch the game. I woke up this morning expecting to see something like 4-0 Real Madrid. And 3-0 Arsenal was not in my bingo list at all. Two goals from Declan Rice. Have you seen them?
I didn't see them.
They're out of this. They are worldies. Yeah. Absolutely. The first one was good. The ball curls around the wall. It's a really good free kick. But the second one had my mouth open. It was worldie. It was top bins. That's the only way I can describe it. It was, honestly, two Thibaut Courtois aren't saving that. That's how good the free kick is. And Mikel Merino, the makeshift striker, whatever he is. It's Arsenal, fair play to them. I think that result would have surprised them as well.
I mean, even if they didn't get those two worldies, if they'd taken a 1-0, they would have taken it.
Back to the Bernabeu? Yeah. Absolutely.
They would have taken that. I think so. A great result for them, one I did not expect.
No.
Are Real Madrid going to come out and come back? Obviously Liverpool have done it against a good team like Barcelona before.
Okay.
I mean, Arsenal were definitely beatable.
My mates seem to think, one of them seems to think that Arsenal are through, and I agree with him. I don't see Real Madrid scoring, beating Arsenal 4-0.
No, I don't either.
Not there. I mean, I see them beating them, but 4-0, maybe they might push extra time, possibly, but Arsenal score one, the tie is done. It's over. And, you know, fair play to them because it's been a tough season for them. And I think, you know, Arsenal support is, you know, they need something, a feel good for the season because, you know, going back to it, many of them would have thought this was their season. You know, Man City, like floundering in, where are they, fifth, sixth place, wherever it is. They would have believed that this was their season. And unfortunately, it wasn't. I know the injuries have been an issue. I know Arsenal supporters keep going on about the referees. The referees. But at the end of the day, it's been a bad, not a bad season, but it's the season they wouldn't have expected, unfortunately. So I think they should, you know, they should take these little wins, these little things, you know, possibly a Champions League run.
I think a good Champions League run, not bad. You get runner-up and a good Champions League run. I think you can be.
I think you've had
happy,
a very good season, absolutely. So, you know, good luck to Arsenal. And same with us. Arsenal will know what they need for next season. And we know what it is. They need some kind of witch doctor to keep their players fit and a striker.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's probably a bit more than that, but at the very least. But, you know, talking about that game, they did draw 1-1 with Everton. So, good in the Champions League. Still
floundering in the Premier League. Because the Premier League is not, it's a tough league, isn't it? That's why we love it. Do you ever watch like other league games from, you know, Germany or
Bundesliga
like,
or something?
Bundesliga
like,
or stuff like if that.
If it's on and I happen to be, I'll watch it.
I try, but for me, it's always, I could sit down and watch Ipswich and Southampton any day of the week over, let's say, Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund, just because the Premier League game, there's something about this. Crazy things happen in Premier League games, like a back pass.
That was weird.
Exactly.
People talk about the Premier League like, it's not very good anymore, is it? You know, we just have this and this and this. And it's like, oh, come on. Like, not many leagues in the world finish on, like, you know, near 100 points seasons in a row. You know,
and like, still don't win the Premier League, which is why it's the best league, because Champions League fight is where it's at. I think the Champions League places, it's where it's at. You've got teams from what? I think it's from, forget Liverpool and Arsenal, obviously, but Nottingham Forest all the way down to 10th place could possibly finish in a Champions League position.
Well, Forest on 57.
57. So you
10th
could argue.
Bournemouth, 45.
Whoosh.
So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty... The top four is going to be tight. Chelsea, Newcastle, 53.
It's tight.
Man City, 52. Villa, 51. Then you've got Fulham as well, who obviously just...
They're
on 48. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's all quite close, isn't it?
It's all very close. And where else are you going to get a league? What other leagues have something so competitive like that, where any one of those teams could finish in the top four? Plus, we seem to think... I think, you know, if one of our English sides wins the Europa League, that's an extra position. I think apparently it's going to be definitely five teams in Champions League this season because of the coefficiency points, etc., whatever it is. But it's such a good league. So what do we think in terms of that top, you know, who finishes? Do you think Forest, think they've done enough to get that third place?
I said it before. I think they will definitely finish in the top four. I think Forest, and they deserve it. They've had a great season.
They have had a really good season. I think Nuno Espirito Santo is... I want to talk about this later, but manager of the season, we might, you know, let's have a think about that. Who could be the manager?
Slot will get it, but I mean...
For winning the Premier League?
For winning the Premier League, he'll get it. But Santo should definitely be
in the running.
Yeah, in the running. Look, I think it's going to finish Liverpool, Arsenal, Forest, and then that fourth place is up I don't know. That's a difficult one to...
Could be Newcastle.
Could be Newcastle.
I think Newcastle look like Newcastle. Their next two games are United and someone else. So it could be, and they look good.
What an amazing season that would be for Newcastle. I know, top four finish.
Top four and a League Cup. Eddie Howe, manager of the season. Conversation. No, seriously.
Well, he's in there, yeah. He's in there.
There are a few names in there because I think, for me, I would argue if we win the Premier League, it categorically should go to Slot. First season in the Premier League. Come on. It should go to him. But there's a good argument for it to go to your Nuno Espirito Santo. Yep. Where did Forest finish last season? Wasn't it just outside of the relegation
zone? Literally just outside, yeah.
And finished third place come on. Eddie Howe is an English manager, obviously, but, first cup in 70 years for Newcastle. That's a big one. And to potentially maybe finish in the top four. You have to take that for what it is. Maybe that's, he will be in that conversation for manager of the season. But again, I think the bias is obviously coming out for us. It should be Slot.
Yeah, it's not so much bias. I just think it will be because it's his first season and he's won the title with Liverpool. He's taken the Premier League crown, which is the big one. League Cup, fantastic. Top four finish, yeah, great. Yeah, that's a great, great season for Newcastle. But, when you're looking at trophies, what if Arsenal win the Champions League? Then is he in the running for manager of the season? I don't know exactly how they look at the criteria. For me, I would imagine
Unai Emery, possibly, good Champions League run, FA Cup win, potentially. Oh, Nuno Espirito Santo could also win the FA Cup. They're still in it, aren't they? So it's a tough one. I think I agree with you. It should be Slot, being the first season in the Premier League, but I think it could be a surprise. It could go to someone else, and we shouldn't just automatically think like we believed we were gonna win the quadruple. We didn't think that, did we? Right?
No, I didn't think that.
No, but
I did think we would do the double, though.
I thought we would do the double. Alas, we didn't. No. Anyway, moving on. But there are good managers there who are in that conversation for manager of the season, who I think are having fantastic seasons by their, by their standards, by their regards. So it could be anyone's. You could argue that teams from about 13 all the way down, 11th all the way down, are just done. Southampton done. Relegated.
Well, done and done.
Done and dusted.
Managers left.
Left or fired? Or was that part of the stipulation if he took over and if he didn't keep them up, he would...
No idea.
Gosh.
But Lallana's stepped in as assistant.
Has he really?
Player assistant manager, I think. Or interim manager.
Interim. Oh, good for him.
Yeah,
good
why him. Not? Branch not? Into the, a little bit into
why
the management
not?
As well.
Why
yeah,
not? I like that. Exactly. I do like that.
Look, relegation. Southampton gone. Leicester are gone as well. And Ipswich, I think they're all
Ipswich
gone.
Ipswich are gone.
Yeah, I think they all are. I think Wolves will stay
Wolves
up.
Are safe.
Well,
yeah,
we said looks, this. We've said this all season, haven't we? We thought Wolves are good enough. I think they're better than where they are in the league.
Absolutely,
I think they should be higher.
Absolutely. I think they should be higher, and I think this season was an outlier for them. They made the right decision, obviously, in sacking Gary O'Neill.
Sadly,
we were fans of his, but I think he lost the dressing room after. Yeah. Some debacle, some stuff was going on, and but the guy that got in wasn't Victor Pereira. He, he's forms. I think they've picked up.
Well, as soon as he came in, they
picked up over 20 points, 30 points.
It goes to show the quality was there. It was just the mentality was wrong, wasn't it?
That's it, isn't it? That's the difference. Sometimes you have to make decisions like that, and it wasn't an easy decision, obviously, to fire Gary O'Neill. I think he was very well liked by the players, but I think he was steering them into relegation. So I think we're gonna call it a day today. Thank you very much, as always.
Pleasure.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening, everyone. Have a lovely day. Goodbye.
Bye.